Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Confident and Killing It. I'm in a very chirpy mood today in comparison to last week where I was literally about to delete the whole episode. I'm in a very chirpy mood today because I have just finished running a workshop for the Times and the Sunday Times newspaper. How crazy. Like, little me, a whole Sunday Times, the Times. Wow. So that was cool. And the workshop went really well. And it was actually to like people who are like 40 plus, which is also crazy because it's like a little 20 something year old me running this workshop for people who are 40 plus, teaching them about their confidence. And it just got me thinking, like, you know, when you are really called to do something, when you have the gifts and the talents to do something, your age doesn't matter. So if there's any young person listening to this right now, I want you to know that you are an expert, okay? You're a TikTok expert. You're an Instagram expert. It doesn't matter. Whatever you are doing, you can be an expert at that. Being an expert has nothing to do with age and everything to do with your passions, your gifts, and your talents, okay? Gosh, I haven't even started with today's episodes and I am already dropping gems. Today is going to be about when life does not go according to plan. I know A-level students have gotten their results recently. I know a lot of people are applying for jobs. It might be rejection central everywhere. So I really want to share some stories I've faced with rejection and give you a few tips on how to bounce back from it and how to get through it when life is not going according to plan. But before we get started, I actually want to just say a big thank you to everyone who reached out to me last week after hearing when I was having a bit of a shaky time with the podcast. I'm so, so grateful to you and all your support. And I want to give a special shout out to Little Piggy Chick, aka Millie. And she said, "Hey Tiwa, listen to your last podcast yesterday and made me sad to hear you were having a bit of a wobble, but also reassured me that having bad or down days is totally normal and the most important thing is being able to bounce back and continue smashing it. Want you to know that there would be a lot of upset women out there if you stopped doing what you're doing, so keep bossing it." And so sweet of her, so thank you so much, Millie. But I really want to point out how important it is to normalize down days. I'm not perfect. And being confident and killing it isn't about living a life of perfectionism, okay? Both positive and negative emotions are important. You guys know my story. I try to be as authentic and vulnerable as possible because I never want you to just look at me and be like, "Oh, she's so confident. I could never do that." No. I have my insecurities too, but the key is I don't stay stuck in it. I acknowledge where I am and I begin the process of moving on. So let's embrace the good and the bad, shall we? And also, Millie has been coming to all the monthly masterclasses and the workshops and she's been listening to the podcast. And she really said to me that, you know, it's really helped her see her worth and her confidence has been growing so much. She even got a new job. And I remember when I had a coaching session with her about getting ready for jobs. So I'm so proud of her that she got a new job in the middle of a pandemic and her side hustle is growing. So she has this crochet business on Etsy and it's like fabulous handmade homewares and gifts. She's so good. So check out her Instagram, Little Piggy Chick. And you'll see some of her stuff there. Well done to everybody who is listening to this podcast, investing in themselves and taking action on whatever it is they want to do in life. Big shout out to all of you and keep sharing your stories with me. I love, love hearing what you have to say. Okay, when life doesn't go according to plan. Rejection diaries. I think my big first encounter with rejection, the one that really hurt me the most, okay, I've been rejected quite a few times, but the one that really hurt me the most was my journey to speaking at Oprah Winfrey's school. So Oprah Winfrey has a leadership academy for girls in South Africa, and I wanted to go speak there. So it's an interesting story for sure. So grab some popcorn, grab a glass of wine. It might be too early for a glass of wine, actually. And yeah, let's get into it. So when I graduated from university, I had applied for so many jobs. I think I had done like 50 job applications in a day. Like I just kept sending. I finally got a response from one company. They were an engineering company and I was going to be working in their marketing department. Now, I thought, oh, I'm a very passionate person. It's fine. I could be passionate about anything. But the truth is, that is not how passion works. Passion works when you only really care about the work that you're doing. So anyways, there was so much pressure to get a job. So I just got the first job that said yes to me. And there I was moving to Oxford to work at this company. Now, after a couple of months in, I soon realized that this is not what I wanted to be doing with my life. And if there was ever a time I came close to depression, it was then. I literally would cry every single evening. And there was nothing I could do about it because I was in a grad scheme. I was committed to staying there for 2 years. So I had to find a way to survive and to cope. So during this really dark period in my life, I really got into Oprah's Super Soul Sunday episodes where she talks about spirituality. She has different guests on the show. And so one evening, I'm trying to find some comfort, you know, and I'm watching the Super Soul Sunday episode. And she begins to talk about her school in South Africa. And I'm like, Oprah has a school in South Africa? Like, how the hell did I not know about this? And so I quickly go on Google. I Google it. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, she does. The school's in Johannesburg. It's an all-girls school. This is crazy. And I got super excited. I don't know why, but I just got this idea that how cool would it be for me to just quit this job, move to South Africa and work at Oprah school. Now, because I had hated the job so much, I quickly realized that I needed to do something with more meaning. And Confident and Killing It didn't even exist at the time. I just had been volunteering with a group of teenage girls and I realized that I really love helping young women. And so what better job to have than a job where all I do is help young women all day? One day I'm at my desk on WhatsApp in my group chat. My group chat was popping off. And I just said as a joke to my friend, like, oh, guys, how funny would it be if I quit my job to move to Oprah school in South Africa? Like, I'm so done with this place. Ha 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 ha. Like, wildest idea ever. Ha ha ha. She goes, actually, I know someone who did that. And I was like, shut up. Like, it didn't even occur to me that that was a thing, that people went to the school. It just felt so far removed. Like, the website had little to no information about anything like that. So to hear my friend tell me that she knows somebody that went to Oprah school, I was like, this is too good to be true. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And she says, yes, in America, they have this program where they send college students to the school to volunteer and to teach English and math and science and all of these things. Wow. So I was like, please introduce me to this girl. So my friend introduces me to her and she tells me about the program. Obviously, I'm not in America, I'm in England and I'm no longer a college student. But I share with her how much I love helping and how I've been volunteering and I've been making videos on Instagram about how important it is to love and believe in yourself. And I would love nothing more than to go to the school to impact these young women. And she was like, yeah, you sound amazing. You sound so great. This is awesome. I'll introduce you to the headmistress. And I was like, no. Like, 1 week ago, I didn't even know this school existed. And between finding out this school existed
I'm literally now being introduced to the headmistress. Meanwhile, there's no contact details on the website whatsoever. So it's not like, oh, I could have just Googled this. No, this was crazy. So she introduces me to the headmistress and I pitch my idea to the headmistress. And I didn't want to go teach maths, English or science. I wanted to go teach entrepreneurship and leadership. So I had been running a course called Shine that helps women wake up to their worth, strength and purpose. And I was running that course through my church. So my idea was I would take this course, go to Oprah School in South Africa and run the course there for the girls and teach them about entrepreneurship and turning their ideas into a reality. So this was October 2016 and the new school year in South Africa starts in January 2017. So October, November, December. I literally had 3 months to quit my job in Oxford, moved to Johannesburg to Oprah School and start teaching. The timelines were insane. So anyways, I pitched my idea about coming to run this program and I send them the like outcomes and tell them a bit about myself. And the headmistress is like, oh, so lovely to hear from you, Tiwa. Thank you so much for your interest in the school. We've got 1,000 other applications that we're reviewing this week, so we'll let you know. And as soon as she said that, my heart sunk. Because I was like, this was my idea. Why are there other crazy people out there who want to go to Oprah School? Like, no, this was for me. And I felt a bit demoralized by that. But I just knew that there was no way I came this far for them to say no to me. Because the way everything was just getting aligned, I spoke about it in the group chat. My friend knew somebody. She introduced me to the headmistress. Like, it just felt too good to be true. I was so sure that I was getting it. I was so sure because it was just too good to be true. Okay, a week goes by and I get the email from the headmistress and she goes, thank you so much, Tiwa, for your proposal. But unfortunately, this is not something we can accommodate at the moment, but there are other schools close by that could do with the resources. And I was like, I don't want other schools. I want Oprah Winfrey School. Like my little psycho brain was just like kicking off. But when I read that email, I burst into tears. I was sitting in my car and I literally had to drive home to cry because it was just so heartbreaking. Because I was like, how can I work so hard? How can I be so passionate about this? And I knew I was the best person for the job. You know, and that's how rejection feels. You know, you're the best person for the job. You've put so much work into your applications and submitting it and things like that. And then you don't get it. Absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I say thank you and things like that. And I just decided I was going to move on with my life. When rejection happens, you have 3 choices. You give up, you try again, or you try something new. I wasn't going to try again because I had nothing else to try again with. I decided to do something new, which was focus on building up my Instagram. And then a couple months after that, I launched Confident and Killing It. And I started doing talks in Lagos and London and New York. And literally about a year after, it was now October 2017, September 2017. And I had just finished giving my first ever talk in London. So I did a tour, first ever Confident and Killing It talk, Lagos, London, New York. And I had just finished the one in London. It was such a success. I was in such a good mood. And it was a Monday morning and I was getting ready for work. I had now moved to a new job. So I was now living in London by this time. And this new job required me to travel to Cape Town for a work trip. All of a sudden, this thought just dropped into my head, like, you're going to Cape Town on a work trip. Maybe you should reach out to Oprah School again and see if you can come. Now, my work trip was in Cape Town and Oprah School is in Johannesburg, and I had to book my flights for the work trip. So I got a video of all my different talks in Lagos, London and New York. I put them all together in like a 4-minute summary video, and I emailed the headmistress of the school like, hello, Miss Headmistress. I hope you've been well. Do you remember me? I emailed you last year. Anyways, in case you've been wondering what I've been up to, boom. Here's this video. I started this new organization called Confident and Killing It, where I travel around speaking to girls, da da da. And I happen to be in South Africa on a work trip. Would love to stop by and just give the girls a little talk on confidence. And I sent her the video. And I was like, oh my gosh, fingers crossed. And I literally said to God, I was like, listen, I already applied once and they rejected me. I don't think I can deal with another rejection. So if I'm applying right now, it means I am going. I said that with such conviction. If I apply one more time, it means I am going. And so I send this email off. And in a couple of days, she responds and she's like, oh my gosh, Tiwa, this looks amazing. Well done to you. We would love to have you at the school. And so it happened. I booked my flights. I went to Johannesburg for the day, landed in the airport. They picked me up. They drove me to the school. I met the girls. I spoke to about 200 of them about being confident and killing it. We took pictures. We laughed and hung out. And then they drove me back to the airport for me to catch my flight to Cape Town for my work trip. And so it happened. I went to Oprah's school in South Africa. I stood at the same podium she has stood at. I walked the same ground she has walked on. And all of this happened from a crazy message in my group chat saying, how funny would it be if I did this? Yes, it didn't happen how I planned. I didn't quit my job and I didn't move there for a year and things like that. But something better even happened. I went as my true authentic self. I didn't go there to run another program for anybody else. I went there as me, confident and killing it to talk to the girls there. And that in itself is so, so powerful. So what did this story teach me about rejection? When life doesn't go according to plan, don't take it personally. You've not done anything wrong to deserve hardship. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. When you get rejected from an opportunity, it can mean so many different things. For example, maybe the timing wasn't right. Maybe the opportunity wasn't right. Maybe you weren't actually ready and you needed to do more work on yourself. Under no circumstances does it mean you are not good enough. Remember that your worth is intrinsic. Your worth doesn't depend on how much money you have, what job you have, what grades you get. That is not what your worth depends on. You matter simply because you exist. So learn to differentiate your worth to the things that happen to you. Just because you got rejected does not mean who you are is a reject. Just because you didn't get the grades you wanted does not mean the essence of who you are is a failure. You are not a failure. So don't take rejection personally. It can mean different things. The second point is to check your perspective. Are you focusing on the things you can control or are you focusing on the things you cannot control? I couldn't control whether the school said yes to me or not. Same with COVID. I could not control whether they canceled my bookings or not. You couldn't control what grades the government gave you or not, or whether a job says yes to you or not. You cannot control those things. But what you can control is your resilience. What you can control is your mindset. What you can control is your ability to believe in yourself and believe in your worth and keep going. I decided to focus on what I could control, which was to continue using my voice in a powerful way. And I did that. Whether the school said yes or no to me, that's fine. My purpose wasn't in that yes or no. Your purpose is not in those grades. Your purpose is not in that job. So when you get a rejection, don't give up. Stay true to who you are and what you love doing and carry on with that. Because sometimes rejection can be a test to see how serious you are, how passionate you are about doing a specific thing. Next point, when you face rejection, don't compare yourself to other people. Comparison will steal your joy. Some people got great grades and they're going into the schools that they want to go. Some people didn't. If you compare yourself to the people who are getting the jobs or who are getting the grades right now, you will feel miserable. Trust the timing of your life. Trust the timing of your life. Trust the timing. Everyone's path is different. So do not compare your journey to somebody else's. You have no idea where your life is going to take you. Absolutely no idea. So instead of thinking, oh, they must be better than you, you're nothing, you're a failure, you're not good enough, don't compare yourself. It's not healthy. Instead, focus on your inner resources. Focus on your strengths. Focus on what you can be grateful for about the situation. Next thing, work on things people cannot take away from you. The government can take away your good grades that you thought you were going to get. Employers can sack you. They can take away your job. But you have to invest in things people cannot take away from you. You have to invest in your confidence. You have to invest in your strengths, in knowing your passions. You have to invest in yourself. Do not complain about people not giving you a chance when you have not taken a chance on yourself. You have to invest in yourself. Getting rejected is the best time to work on things because it gives you time to think and reevaluate yourself, right? Same thing when COVID hit and they took away my jobs. They could not take away my resilience. They could not take away my drive. And that is what I want you to remember today. There is so much greatness, resilience, drive, confidence within you. It is time to invest in those things and not let rejection get in the way of that. The government has not ruined your life. Don't give them that power. Employers have not ruined your life either. Do not give people that power. Whatever happens to you in life, good or bad, you have the inner resources to get through it. And that is a mindset I want to encourage you to have. Okay, so finally, don't give up. If you give up, you 100% guarantee that your dreams and your goals will never happen. If I gave up on Oprah School, that is a 100% guarantee that I would not have gone there. But I didn't give up because I leaned into the possibility that they could say yes. I leaned into the possibility that there could be more options. If you give up, you 100% guarantee that your dreams will not happen. So don't give up on yourself. Keep going and lean into the possibility, the positive potential that is your life. Okay? Quick recap on bouncing back from rejection. Number one, don't take it personally. Number two, change your perspective. Number three, don't compare yourself to other people. Number four, work on your confidence, invest in yourself. And number five, don't give up, keep trying, okay? Hope you've enjoyed this episode and you've enjoyed this story. If you are an A-level student and you have been really demoralized by your grades, please send me a DM. I would love to chat with you and encourage you in any way possible. And if you know any A-level students, please send them this episode as well. I'm pretty sure they would appreciate it. It's a difficult time right now, and we have to be there for each other as a society, and especially the young people who are our future. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, remember to share it on Instagram and tag me at Tiwalola and at Confident and Killing It. And remember to rate, subscribe, and follow this podcast. Loads of more gems coming your way. So thank you so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.